Hey everyone, Owen here. I just wanted to kind of jump in at the top again to sort of discuss a few, just some stuff with y'all. Basically, what has happened is the episode is a little fucked. Basically, I don't really know what happened, but I've had some massive audio drift problems with it. Which essentially means that Jay's and my audio is out of sync no matter what I do to sort of correct it. There's always going to be some drift problems there. I tried for about 3 hours to like fix it with computers. It just wasn't working, so I had to fall back and use a sort of older method to do that, where I just edit chunks at a time and just sync it up bit by bit. It's not as accurate, obviously, and it's a lot slower. So basically, what I'm trying to say is there might be some awkward moments of audio here and there in this particular episode of the podcast. However, that said, this is the best episode of the show by far. I love this episode. Please listen to it. It's so fucking good. Oh my god, there's some good shit in here. Some very good shit in here. We talk about fucking Michael Cera it's so good. So I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Thank you for bearing with us. It's going to sound a little bit weird. Hopefully next week things will be back to normal. We'll be podcasting if it wasn't fucking broken every 5 minutes. So please enjoy this very good episode of Finger the Children. Thank you for listening to me talk. Enjoy. See you soon. Bye.
Crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be a money man, 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 I'll be a money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome back to Think of the Children, and fuck me gently with a chainsaw, it's time for a new episode. My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Joe Little, and I'm confused about what the fuck that pop culture is.
So that was a reference to the popular 1980s movie Heathers, starring Winona Ryder and Christian Slater, in which one of the characters named Heather, of which there are three, says the line, fuck me gently with a chainsaw. There you go.
Okay, that I didn't get that because I'm some fucking asshole who watches movies about Heather.
No, there's three girls called Heather.
Why are there three Heathers? That just seems like a logistics issue.
But that's their names.
Yeah, I know, but it just seems like a logistics issue.
Oh, no. They all have different last names.
See, like, I always wonder, because in that scenario when you have, like, oh, there's two people called... Like, there's that Nick Kroll sketch where there's, like, the two Lizzies called Liz G. Like, that's got to put some strain on a relationship. Like, if we were both called Owen, we were just hanging out. Eventually, like, one of us would have to... murder the other one for simplicity.
Oh well, no, if it helps, one of the Heathers does die, but if anything, the fact they all have the name Heather brings them closer together as friends or not friends.
Aren't they all
it's
horrible?
A very complicated movie.
Isn't that the whole point?
It's complicated. One of them is a wonderful sunbeam of pure light and wondrousness, and I love her, and I would take a bullet for her because she is tiny and small and I love her. But the other one is a bitch. And the other one is a victim of the system, but therefore is still a bitch.
I have a fun little anecdote about our history as friends. When we were younger, and we were talking, we were hanging out with a third person, someone was like, I don't remember how it came up, but basically the topic of would you take a bullet for the other person came up, and I said, I think I
vaguely remember this.
Yeah, and I said to Owen, I'd take a bullet for you, man, and he said, I wouldn't, because if I have time to jump in front of the bullet, you've got time to fucking move.
Friends?
So I think the real... like trial of friendship is would you kill for someone?
That is true. I agree.
Because death is sweet and I long for it, but also murder.
I crave death, yes, but I don't think I could kill someone for
I
you.
I could kill a lot of people for myself.
I'd die for you, but I don't think
you
I could
you
kill
want
someone
to die
for you.
So that's not really like
yes, but even the even though I want death, I still fear it.
That's like I traded somebody a favor for something they were already going to do today.
Well, no, it's the same way that, like, I enjoy roller coasters. I still get scared when I get on them.
I do hate roller coasters.
You fucking despise them. I love roller coasters.
I don't understand why you would want to almost die.
Because it's fun!
It's not. It sucks.
It's so
fun! Panic attack on Rita.
You go around so quick and it's like, whoa! It's like rad as fuck.
No, it's not. I hate it.
It gets the adrenaline going. It makes you feel, it reminds you that you're alive.
Do you know what else gets adrenaline going, Owen? Combat. And I enjoy combat. That gets the adrenaline going.
Combat,
and I enjoy combat.
Real risk of human death. There's less
exactly.
risk of human death,
and that's arousing.
in Roller Coaster. You can get aroused on a roller coaster. You could fuck on a roller coaster. Like,
you absolutely could. Well, depending on what it was, but you shouldn't.
But you could, though, is what I'm saying. Like, has anyone tried that, I wonder? Has anyone tried to fuck on a roller coaster?
Don't Google it, because there's going to be some nasty images of people being dead.
There's a Yahoo Answers thing. And I'm like...
Yahoo Answers.
And I'm like, this is definitely chomping on my brother and me's flavour here. But so I'm not going to read it. But, yeah, I'm trying to find it. Lady has sex with a roller coaster. Very different. We all have at some stage. But yeah, I would like to try and fuck on a roller coaster. I want to be the first guy to fuck on a roller coaster. I need that.
Who are you going to fuck?
Who would I fuck on a roller coaster? I don't know. Literally the nearest...
That's a very special bond you have to share.
It requires a very special personal connection with
you. You can't just pick a random person.
I absolutely could and will. Anyway, welcome to our program.
I thought the point of your current sadness is that you could, but can't.
Yeah, well, no, I could, but I can't because I keep driving everyone away from me.
That's a really sad start. I preferred the 5 minutes before when we were just talking about nonsense and thighs.
Anyway, welcome back to Think of the Children, a show we were in your childhood. Welcome to our program, in which we don't fuck on roller coasters. We just talk about fucking on roller coasters. It's a fucking on roller coasters enthusiast podcast. Jay, how are you doing, my friend?
Yes, I'm tired, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm tired and I'm stressed because I have a coding assignment in for the end of the week. My code sort of works. I don't know why it sort of works, and also I don't know why it sort of doesn't work.
That's just coding, though, right? Like, coding is just, oh, I don't know why this does the thing or doesn't do the thing.
I'm running a guest lecture, like, tomorrow. That's going to be stressful.
Can you explain that to me like it was a podcast? That's the only thing I understand.
What do you mean? It's kind of like a podcast. Someone's going to talk at somebody for an hour.
No, we talk with the audience. There's a difference. We don't talk at our audience. We love them.
I mean, love's a strong word.
I love the audience. Fuck you.
I have a passing acknowledgement of their existence.
Wow, okay. That's... Hey, Jay, can I just see you over here for a moment? Just like away from
Yeah,
the...
Yeah, just kind of...
You need to rein that shit in, man.
Why?
Oh, because we're trying to get these people to give us money.
Oh, and you're speaking into the microphone.
I said we're trying to get... What? The mic's still on? What? Yes. Oh, no. That's the funny comedy joke bit that we just did there together, yeah. You and I.
Still doesn't change my feelings about the audience.
Jay, I have a question for you, as I do every week.
I may have an answer for you, depending on the question.
So, here's the thing. We kind of did two last week. One I was like, eh, but the one I was really into... So I'm going to ask you, first of all, how did Blue Peter Worldwide do at the market?
Well, here's the problem, is that we sent to war zones and jungles, no one actually came back.
Oh, shit.
And also, we didn't really plan enough because we didn't actually send a camera crew.
Oh,
so when the camera crew came back... from wherever they had gone, because we had a camera crew hired, they just didn't go with the people.
I vaguely recall the camera crew saying they just went round the corner for some fish and chips.
Yeah, so then we got a really long documentary about fish and chips, which was just them talking to a guy around a fish and chip shop for an hour.
Don't get me wrong, that was a riveting documentary.
It was pretty
glued to the fucking screen.
I did really like the bit, you know, with the child and the panda. That was heart-wrenching.
I really enjoyed the part where he started juggling. That was my favorite.
It's a nice mix of sadness and comedy, and like real
like a clown.
Yeah, like real introspective fucking shit, man.
There's a part where he's doing a juggling and he's got a baby, a chainsaw, and a watermelon, and he's juggling the three things. And he looks directly into camera and says, "You know why? Why the joke fell apart? Fuck!"
And then
I missed it.
And then a horse walked into a bar. Just keep going. You're just saying from what that sounded like. No. You're just doing a joke intro.
I did the leave another punchline.
Can we do a movie? Here's a quick side option for something in case nothing comes out of this episode. We just do a movie that is just constant like scenes of jokes starting but never ending.
Oh, that's very good.
So like it's like a horse walks into a bar and then like
followed by two men walking like, into a bar, followed by any
like,
various
it just goes
combination
on and on and on and on and on
walking into a bar, and the final punchline is just And the final punchline is just the bartender saying, look, you're all going to have to leave. This place has a maximum occupancy. You're going to have to go now.
Yeah.
And then some of them leave. And that's the show. That's the movie. Well, thank you for coming to our program. My name's been Owen Piper.
My name's been Jay Little.
And you've been listening. No, we're not doing that. That's a funny joke, though. the other one we did last week was Barum Anime, which is my personal favorite. I loved it. So how did that do?
It was huge.
Huge.
Yeah, we saved anime.
Oh shit! We saved anime.
We did a Kill la Kill, and we saved anime.
Wowzers! Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome, internet.
We had at least four of the best girls of the season in the anime.
Oh, nice. I have figures from Barum.
And also, somehow on its own, it rigged the US's election again.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good. I have some figures on my shelf from Barum Anime now. I have one of Poo-chan, one of Piglet-kun, and one of Corbin Senpai, because he is best girl. Top tier waifu. S-rank waifu. S-rank I really waifu. Like the scene in Barum Anime
good
where...
DPS.
Good DPS.
No, hold on. Good DDPS. Good Doki Doki for a second. Can that be the measure of all waifus is Doki Doki per second?
Oh my god, that's how many times?
And it's great because it's anime. It's also a boob joke because it'd be double DPS.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's fucking amazing.
It's on so many levels. Joke. Is it good?
You've just come up with the best joke possible. That's fucking beautiful.
Fucking reach out to Mother's Basement and fucking Gigak. We've won anime jokes. They're out. We've won anime comedy.
Sorry guys, we won anime jokes. Double DPS. We did it. Fuck you all. I feel like we've peaked too early this week. We've already peaked. This is it. We've done the two best jokes.
Oh.
Fuck. Well, it's all downhill from here, folks. If you want to keep listening, I'm not, you know, fair. But, you know, just fair warning, this is not our best shit. So let's jump into the show. If you don't know what we do here, we destroy your childhood by perverting it in a grim, profane ritual and display its body in a grim presentation. Jay.
Yeah!
What? Never. Right, first of all, promise me you will never make that noise ever again, you fool man.
Are you too aroused?
Do not do this. Oh, dear. Okay, well, that's just gross.
Wow, what's wrong with another man being aroused over another man, Owen?
Nothing. Just the fact that I don't want you to express the fact to our listeners who come here with their pure virgin ears and just want to hear fun comedy jokes and don't want to hear about your dick every single week.
Come on. Step away from... All right, hold on. Let me turn the microphone off. I turned it off. I broke it. Anyway. Come over here with me.
Literally, I missed... I got the last two words of that.
Okay, I'm pulling you aside.
Okay, let's go.
Fucking cut that shit out, man.
I can't. We talk about dick a lot on this podcast.
Listen, I swear to God, fuck you!
Listen. People are going to get the wrong idea. They're going to think we're an erotica podcast. We're not. We're not that. Because with a name like this, we cannot afford to have an erotica podcast. Do you understand?
Owen, I can't believe you disrespect me. I'm going to slap you.
Ah! Oh, no. You slapped me. Oh, shit. I'm going to have to put in a slap sound effect now.
I tried to clap near the mic. It didn't work.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh my god. Right, come on.
I'm going to ask you.
Over to the
let's
table,
go do the episode. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Jay, do you have any ideas you want to do for the week?
No.
You know, Jay, can we just... Okay, so let's just... I mean, I don't want to get on my high horse here. I mean, I edit the podcast. I generally organise the recording times. I take in the listener suggestions. I run the Patreon. I do all the social media. I ask you to do one thing. Let's come up with some ideas each week. And you
Owen,
just...
dude.
No. Fuck
hold
you.
On. Owen, let me put it this way. I have so much to do at the moment, it is unreal, that I do not have time to think of some weird shit I hated when I was a kid.
I also have a lot to do.
For my dissertation, I have to read, like, entire papers on shit. One of the papers I found last night was 187 pages long.
And Jay, I have a lot of video games to play, but I still manage it, so fuck you.
I have to play video games on top of that.
Fuck you. I also have to masturbate a lot.
Oh, and I will fart into the microphone, I swear to God. You know I can, because I told you what
you
I had
did.
For dinner.
Okay, let's do some then.
That's a constant threat throughout this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a constant, it's like a gun to my, it's like the sword of fucking Damocles.
It's like
hanging
a story with
Jay's
an overarching
ass.
Theme, and the overarching theme is my fucking anus.
like the sword of Damocles hanging from twixt Jay's ass cheeks overneath my head, ready to drop onto my face at any moment.
And it's not Damocles, it's Damass Stinks.
Oh, Damass Stinks, that's good.
Yeah, do the fucking podcast, you fucking ass.
This one comes to us from Bonnie Lewis, friend of the show, Bonnie Lewis, thank you very much. I've got this Pippi Longstocking thing on here. I've heard of it, but I don't know what the fuck it is.
What the fuck?
Do you know what Pippi Longstocking is?
I thought that was a phrase. That was like a colloquialism.
I thought that was a brand of freezer, which is definitely not.
Oh, it's a thing. This looks horrifying.
Oh, this is some Swedish shit. Oh, goodness.
It's the inspiration for Brigitte.
From the video game Overwatch.
Why is there a dick coming out of the shorts?
That's not a dick. That is straight up a dick, yeah. Dog. This girl straight up has a dick.
Pippi Langstrump has a dick.
That's the Swedish for longstocking, ladies and gentlemen.
Langstrump.
So, as far as I can tell, she is a superhero.
What? On an unconventional and superhumanly strong.
She can lift a horse one-handed. What the fuck? What the fuck? This 9-year-old child can lift a horse over her head with one hand. That's fucking amazing. She gets angry at people if they mistreat their horse. There's a lot of horse energy coming from Pippin. I'm kind of into it. What are your thoughts so far, Joe?
I'm looking throughout the... I'm looking lower down in the article, and you may want to read the bit on her father, because holy shit.
Pippi is the daughter of a South Sea seafarer.
Don't read it out loud!
Okay.
Just go to the last paragraph.
The last paragraph?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Gets worse.
Oh, God. Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Okay, we cut all that. We cut all of that. That's not in. We're not doing that. We're not into racism here on our show. God. Thank you. Fuck me. Oh
what the
no.
Fuck, Bonnie?
Can we. Yeah, Bonnie? Bonnie? Hey, Bonnie? What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
You need to cut this section and just send it to Bonnie.
Hey, what the fuck?
What the fuck, man? Come on!
Oh God,
that is so. That comes out of nowhere.
She just doesn't. She just fucking doesn't. She don't. Nothing can prepare you for that.
Oh my God,
Jesus! God. Anyway, I kind of want to just focus on the not racism aspect of Pippi Longstocking, and just focus on the fact that she can lift a horse over her head.
Yeah.
Which is very fun.
Oh, no.
Apparently, she's not aware of her very good strength.
Okay.
She's like Lenny from Of Mice and Men, except she can actually pick up a horse.
Which is... I can't... There's the fucking picture with the dick is still...
Just scroll past it, man.
I can't, because if you scroll past it, you get to the other stuff.
How heavy is a horse? How heavy is an average Swedish... An average horse, the North Sweden horse, is about 700 kilograms for a male.
All right.
So how? Okay, how much is that in measurements? I understand.
That's nearly a ton.
That's over 100 stone, which is amazing. It's 0.7
tons. That's like five Owen's mum.
And she can lift that with one fucking hand. What the fuck? So. Pippi is clearly a fucking harbinger of the apocalypse with her freak mutant strength.
Can we make? I tell you what, we need to adapt to the modern times. Though we live in 2018. Okay, we need to adapt.
For sure.
So, what we need to do is we need to get the Fallout license, right? Now, hear me out.
Why do you keep trying to jam Fallout into?
I don't know. I'm just.
This is the third time you've tried to just cross it over with Fallout.
But hear me out.
Reason.
But we just make all the super mutants Pippi Longstocking.
That's very good. I don't dislike that idea.
My but here's the thing, because we can make money off of it because the Creation Club exists.
Such a fucking deep cut. No one's going to know what that is.
Is it? Yeah, come on, I thought...
It's a deep... Right, Jay, it's a relatively deep cut, considering this is a general listening podcast and not a video game specific one. Like, we get it.
Oh, but I thought deep cut was like a really good insult.
No, I mean, it's okay. It's like a, I don't know. You know what I mean, though, right?
Like a very niche joke.
Yeah, it's a very niche age.
Oh, because like I thought it came from like cut me deep.
It might do. I don't know. Oh, anyone who knows the memes out there, please let us know so we can get the etymology of the deep cut meme. Here was my thinking for Pippin. We make a sort of like a DC like Titans style reboot of it, in which she is a very strong girl. And
to be fair, if we could get the license for TC Teen Titans, because no one's going to watch it anyway, we could just go well with that shit.
with popular fucking literature characters.
Yeah, but they all but the ones with like superpowers. So like Peter Pan is now just like
Peter Pan, Pippi Longstocking, the Swiss Family Robinson, fucking
just other old style literary characters with superpowers.
Yeah, man.
What was up with the fucking, was it the Magnificent Five or something?
Oh, the Famous Five.
That was it. What were
they? They weren't super. They were just kids.
They'll be the Batman of the universe.
Just a bunch of kids.
Well, because it's super dark now. What with the fuck Batman and such, which is hysterical.
Ooh. Oh yeah. No. Fuck Batman. And then he shoots someone.
I don't know if you want to cut this because it might dead the episode. But have you seen the trailer for Detective Pikachu?
I know. I love it.
I love it because I feel like it may actually somehow be good. But why Ryan Reynolds?
What do you mean, why Ryan Reynolds?
I don't know, just...
Who else is going to voice fucking Pikachu? What, Robert Danny DeFucking Nero? I don't...
I mean, you joke, but you know you'd watch that.
I watch a Danny DeVito do Pikachu. just thinking about it.
I just don't like... he's a talented actor, he's funny, it's great. But, like, it's such a weird juxtaposition.
Who was your top fucking pick, then?
I don't know, like, someone with a more high-pitched voice, or who's, like, more ditzy.
Oh, you put Jonah fucking Hill in there, wouldn't you?
No, fuck, why?
I guarantee you
I said higher-pitched voice!
I guarantee you someone considered Jonah Hill for that role.
Probably. Like, I don't know, someone of the vocal tone of Michael Cera, but without the annoying personality.
Michael Cera is amazing, fuck you.
Actually, to be fair, I'm kidding, I like Michael Cera, he's funny. I would watch it if they just did Michael Cera. Well, that's the kind of voice I would expect.
Michael Cera, the movie. It's not even Pikachu.
It's just Michael Cera hanging out.
Fucking Michael Cera just hanging there. Just like, hey, bud, what's going on? You can't understand. You can understand me? What? No one else can do it.
Michael Cera, Michael Cera, Michael Cera. It's like being John Malkovich, but with Michael Cera.
Michael Cera has electrical powers, and he's very cute. I love it. Like the idea that all the Pokemon are just like B-list Hollywood actors.
Michael Cera's not B-list. What are you talking about?
Michael Cera's pretty B-list, dog.
Is he?
I wouldn't exactly call Michael Cera A-list, my man.
I would call myself A-list. That's the joke.
I'd call you an anus.
I am an anus. Like,
oh,
like the overarching theme of this episode. Still being my asshole.
But. Anyway, can we get back onto the fucking topic of Pippi Longstocking?
I don't know if I want to.
Well, I think we can ruin it. We got to ruin it somehow, right?
I like the DC Titans idea, but with like publishing book.
Like Heidi's there, and her power is like she can talk to the deaf.
Who's Heidi? What?
Do you not know who Heidi is? Is that what it was called? Heidi, not Heidi Klum, like Heidi the story. It's a work of children's fiction published in 1881 by Swiss author Johanna Spiri.
Don't try to pronounce Swedish names, man.
It's about a grill.
A grill.
And she makes friends with old people.
A grill
or something. It's been a while since I've seen this movie or like read about it.
When you say a grill, do you mean a girl or do you mean an actual grill?
Yes. Yes, a small
girl. Because I'm not down with the hip words of today.
A small tiny girl called Heidi. She's a tiny girl, and she lives in the Alps.
So we're making a superhero team of tiny girls.
Of tiny.
So it's another anime.
Yeah.
Welcome
back to Think of the Children saves anime.
Welcome to Weeb Month.
So, okay, so no, we've got to talk about this, right? what is the DDPS of Pippi Longstocking?
After reading her Wikipedia article, pretty fucking low, I'm not gonna lie.
Pretty none.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give her 6 dokis per second.
That's pretty. What's the average heart rate of a human being?
Like 120 or something.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't right.
That's beats per minute.
Yeah.
What's the beats per second?
Beats per second is 100 beats per 60 to 100. So that's like 1 beat per second.
That sounds bad.
For the minimum. So you've just given Pippi Longstocking, with all we know, 6 times the average beats per second of a human.
Yeah,
being.
You got to have a strong heart to lift all the fucking horses, dog. Like, I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it beats faster. It's just bigger to pump more blood.
No, she has a very powerful, very fast heart. Like, she operates at a speed that is incomprehensible to humans. She needs to lift all the horses and throw them at her enemies. That's her superpower. She throws horses.
Just exclusively horses.
Exclusively horses. He's like Dog Welder from like that one weird DC Otherverse thing. You ever heard about Dog Welder?
No, Owen.
I get to introduce Dog Welder to you. Dog Welder is my favourite hero of all time. His superpower is that he welds dead dogs to people's faces.
Okay.
That's his whole thing. That's his superpower. He doesn't talk, he just welds dead dogs to people's
faces. Is he a villain?
No. No, he's not.
DC.
It might not be DC. Just search Dog Welder, it'll get you.
I don't know if I want... Okay, hold on, I'm going to. Live audio...
Dog. It is DC. I was right. He's a member of Section 8.
So he just welds... dead dogs.
Yeah.
That's his whole thing. Why, though?
It doesn't really work when you think about it, because dogs are not made of metal. You cannot weld a dog. And yet, Dog Welder has found a way to do so. He is also on the team with Pippi the Horse Thrower and Heidi the Maker of Friends. So that's how we ruin Pippi Longstocking. We make it a fun superhero drama in which it's bad and that Pippi throws horses. Shall we move on?
Okay.
Do you want to get out of this weird dog welder space that we created?
I don't
together?
Know why you've done this to me. And my life is over. This is it. I'm dead now. Nothing I'll ever experience will be as just... It will never mount up to Dog Welder. That's it. I'm done. I'm just sad. I need like a minute. Hold on.
Do you legitimately?
Why does he weld dogs to their faces?
Because he does. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
I want you to tell me
just
fucking
do
why.
That. Now, if it helps, he was killed, but Dog Welder 2 came
out. Oh, there's a sequel.
And he has a psychic link to all other dog welders.
Hold on.
He can speak through dogs as puppets. And this is the best part, he can harness their powers to weld stars together. And he has the power of dog welding as well, which is very important.
Move on. Next episode. Next
suggestion. This one comes to us from Daddy Zach, is how he wanted us to credit him, and I can't believe I just said it.
Is that the Zach I think it is?
It is, yeah. And he suggests Tots TV. Do you remember Tots TV? Probably not.
Maybe?
Tots TV was a fun children's puppet program, which only a couple of humans remember. So it was hosted by three...
Oh, no!
By three dead-eyed puppets.
Oh!
By three... There was Tilly, Tom, and... Tilly, Tom, and Tiny. That was their names. Their pet donkey.
Oh, they were in Vietnam.
Yeah, these puppets have seen some shit, my dude.
They were in all of the wars.
Like, their eyes are dead. They speak of which things that cannot be unseen.
And it's just this fucking one where, like, there's, like, the green-haired one kind of, like, before the other two, and the others are walking towards him. He's, like, looking to the corner of the screen, like, I remember the beaches. There was
basically
so much blood.
What happens is, in Tots TV, the basic idea of the show is...
They never found Timmy's legs.
fuck it. I think we've got it already. We put the tots in Vietnam, and we
no, we do a
children.
Documentary about when they clearly were in Vietnam.
We teach the it's just a very no, okay. It's just a realistic Nam documentary, yeah. Right? We teach the children about Vietnam, but it's all with puppets. We have like vox pop talking head interviews with these puppets, and they're cold, dead eyes, and they just fucking stare into nothingness.
I love it. Yeah.
That's it. Over here is the fields in which we lost Jimbo.
Oh, hey, look, there's Timmy's legs.
Holy shit, it's been 60 years. We found them.
Wait, did you just say 60 years?
I don't know how fucking long ago Nam was. Leave me alone.
It started in 59, I think.
So 60 years.
No, 59 years.
I need a minute. Just why do you have to do this to me?
Hang on. It started in 55, so I will credit you that it was 60 years ago.
Yeah, eat my entire dick.
Well, that's not a lot. It won't get past my teeth.
Oh shit. So yeah, we send the tots to Vietnam. And we use the tots to teach the children about the horrors of the Vietnam War, which I think is a very important subject that most American schools definitely don't skip over. But I think the children need to know even
American schools,
more about Vietnam.
American schools might, but that's on them. We should teach the British children.
The British children do literally British history. Right, I did history in England to GCSE level. I have a B grade in my history GCSE. Here is all of the things I learned. I learned about the Egyptians. Then fuck all until Shakespeare. Then fuck all again till the war. And that's it. And I know all of World War One and Two. No, sorry, the end of World War One and the build up to World War Two. Like, not the exciting parts. The end of the First World War and the beginning of the Second. And also there's some shit about the Civil War and stuff, I guess. The English Civil War.
Oh, I remember that.
That was
the most boring Civil War in human history.
The shittiest, most boring Civil War in the history of Civil Wars.
Not even a
cool
one.
Apart from the Marvel movie.
Yeah, to be fair, the Marvel movie was fucking shite.
Eat shit. You can't see it, but I'm dabbing.
Do you think anyone wants to see you dab?
Everyone wants to see... I told you the story on the podcast about how I dabbed so hard I ripped my pants.
No, but today when I was... looking for pants, the reason I had to wear dirty ones is because the one I picked up had like the entire ass of it ripped and I had not noticed. I don't know how that happened.
It's for ease of access.
I don't know how, if I just wore it and like ripped it without realizing and I took them off, but then surely I would have heard it.
It is for ease of access for the peen to access the boy pussy. Speaking of pussy, do you want to move on to the middle part of the podcast?
I have one question. Okay. Even on women, is it still referred to as the boy pussy?
No. See, the asshole and the boy pussy are two different things. Let's move on to the middle part of the show.
Oh no.
Oh yes. Cowing around, crashing the stalks, stomping about, stamping the crop, knocking the salt. Hello, welcome to the middle part of the podcast. It's that middle bit that we do where we talk about, we want to earn some dollars and some money and we want to talk to you.
Owen, I can't believe you headed to the middle part of the podcast without me. I was still laughing in the other room and I looked up and you'd gone.
I do apologize,
Jay. Come on,
Jay.
Man.
Please take a seat. Welcome. I've redone the office space in here. Do you like it?
I do. There's a lot more flayed people than there were previously.
There's also a lot more erotic art, and I'm glad that you noticed the flayed people, Jay, and those were put here by the dragon, by Nold. This is his room now.
Man, this office in the Alps is getting...
He's slowly claiming office space, and I think we need to move, but yeah, until then...
I mean, there's some prime real estate in all of the Himalayas.
We'll figure it out. Maybe the money we
earn...
There's
the moon. No one owns that yet.
No one owns the moon yet. That's true. South Pole could do that too. But before we do that, we need money to build a new office so the dragon doesn't take ours over. And to do that, we suggest that you all head to Schlurp. Schlurp is a dessert store in Osborne Street, if you're ever in that area. It's located on Church Street, and they sell all kinds of good desserts and things, like milkshakes and waffles and desserts and cakes and all sorts of good stuff that you need to keep your mouth happy and your tum happier with your decision to eat a good local place, run a small business, support small businesses. It's very good. You should go to that place.
Yeah. That's it. I uncovered it perfectly.
I did
you
it.
You should go.
You should go there, to that place.
Yeah.
Also, by the by, this is just between you and us, this is between you and me, this is just a little secret. If you mention our podcast, or Not Saving the Realm, our other podcast, you can get 10% off your order, which is pretty fucking good, if you ask me. In this economy, you need to save as much money as you can. And getting 10% off, that's a sweet deal. So go do that.
This economy, you say? More like what economy?
Ha ha ha, it's funny because everything is fucked.
It's funny because this time next year, Britain really will be Fallout 4.
Yeah, we will be gone. We will be off. The podcast will be cancelled next year, unfortunately. And that's just an unfortunate reality of the job. And I'm sorry.
That's just an unfortunate reality that the internet will no longer exist in the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
We either emigrate to fucking France or we don't do the show anymore.
And I've been to France. And
I don't want
to
go
do
back
that.
There. I'm not going back. You can't make me.
I went my first day in France. I saw a prostitute either pissing or shitting in the street.
Ah, way to be France.
That was
way
a whole
to be
thing.
France. Was that in Paris by any chance?
No, it was in Nice.
Oh, I've not been to Nice.
Which
Paris
my friend
is a shithole.
My friend said to me, "Oh, but Nice is the fancy part of France. It's near Monaco." I'm like, "Yeah, Eleanor. The first day we were there together." The whole group saw a prostitute take a fucking shit on the street, and the reason why it's so shitty is because everyone went to fucking Monaco instead. And she was like, "But Monaco's really expensive." And I was like, "Yeah, exactly. All the people that want class can afford to go to fucking Monaco, and the rest of them go to Nice."
There were some real nice... There's actually some nice little parts in, like, southern France. We stayed in, like, a little cottage once, and it was so... Oh, it was lovely.
Oh, I'm sure most of France is lovely. It's just that Paris and Nice are shit.
The cities. Paris, especially. Oh, God.
Have you heard of Paris syndrome, right?
Yeah, where like your romanticized ideal of a place is like.
Apparently, I didn't know this. Apparently, it's a massive problem in Japan.
A huge problem in Japan. Huge.
And they go there, and then a lot of them come back, and they actually have to be treated for depression.
Yeah, it's a fucking.
It destroys
awful.
Them. It's it really weird.
It's awful. But you know what? Won't do that. Slurp, because it's all good all the time. Yeah. You don't have to take my word for it. It's just good for you. Slurp. It cures depression. No, it doesn't. Don't.
Yeah, no. If you have depression, go see someone.
Go see a psychiatrist, but then go
you need
to
some help,
and maybe that'll help you cheer up a little bit.
Your therapist may recommend Slurp to you.
They should, if they don't. Slurp. It's recommended by 5 out of 10 doctors, apparently. I made that up. I gotta be real careful saying shit like that, because that might come back to bite me in the ass later.
No one is gonna believe... Oh, Owen, I know, like, I respect your, like, attempt to be, like, considerate to people with mental health. No one is that dumb. And if you are that dumb, you've got more problems than, like, fucking mental health, because you are, a fucking plank of wood. I swear to God.
Oh, goodness. By the by, if you enjoy our podcast, you can support us real quick. You know, you can go over to Twitter, and you can give us a cheeky little follow. You can give us a cheeky little follow over on the old Twitters there. If you do that, you might get a shout-out on the show, much like our friend Alfred Clark, regular guest on Crit Chat, streamer, and all-around good boy. So, Alfred, thank you for supporting us on social medias. Go give him a follow.
Is Fred the one I killed with a ghostly 2x4 in D&D?
Yeah, you killed him with a ghostly 2x4, and his lizard died. And it was very upsetting.
It was very funny. We have different agendas, clearly.
It was very funny, also, but it was also very upsetting. Much like the current state of the world.
And so everyone knows... audience, that was basically Owen's fault.
I will not deny that in any fashion. It was basically entirely my fault.
I really wish we'd recorded that, because that session was fucking hysterical.
I know, I wish we'd recorded that. It was so fucking bad. Oh God. Unfortunately, you will never hear it. It was just a fun session.
Yeah.
Any whoosies, speaking of things you will never hear again, it's the end of the middle part.
Wait, Owen, I forgot something. Before we go back to the rest of the office. Penis! Big fucking hard dick!
The obligatory dick.
Male genitalia!
That's three. That's it. You did it.
Hard mangoes.
Hard mangoes.
And rock hard fucking cock!
Oh, of course. I love dick. I love me some dick so much. Let's go back to the main episode now. Let's go... Oh, Welcome back to the podcast. Hi.
Owen!
Jay!
I was loading up a picture of a giant penis when, and you left again.
I had to leave. Like, Nold was coming in and I was getting concerned because he's giving me looks.
Yeah, that, like, you didn't tell me. And then I had to, then Nold was like, why on my flayed person screen is there a picture of a penis? And I had like a fucking 20 minute conversation. Because obviously it takes, our office is so big it takes 20 minutes to get from the middle part room to the main room.
I did wonder where you went. That was genuinely concerning.
Nold could have flayed me.
He could have.
Which would have been great, because I've been dead. But at the same time, like, then I wouldn't get to yell about penis anymore. With my good friend. Me, myself, and I.
The yelling about the penis part, I could do without. So maybe Nold, and I don't want to, I use this term lightly, maybe Nold should have melted your ass. Just a little bit. Like, just creme brulee'd the asshole. Just slightly. Just giving you a nice crust of butt meat that's just not functional anymore with his big dragon fight.
Oh, and I swear to God, not only will I fart into this microphone, I will come back to Shrewsbury tomorrow morning and fart in your mouth.
You can't fart if your butt has been creme brulee closed, so fuck you. You don't know
shit. I will pay Nold in more flayed people and gold, and you know he'll do that. And also some stuff from Schlurp, which is delicious.
From what? From Schlurp?
Schlurp. 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 I don't fucking know. Jesus. Whatever. It's not like we advertise them regularly.
Yeah, it's not like we need to know the name of the business we advertise. Fuck that.
Where we advertise them, I thought we just went to that room for me to yell about dick.
That's the adverts room. Fuck
what
you.
If we ever actually get like a real sponsor? It's like Audible to listen to audiobooks, and then a 5 second pause, and then penis! And then Jim Bezos comes to our office, he's like, hey, so I've heard something about our fucking ads, and I've just...
Off himself, just
I just
the office.
Kicked the door, and I'm like, fucking talk about dick is what's happening, Jeff!
Also, Jeff, I kind of brought you here because I wanted to sort of discuss the working conditions for your workers. Like,
and then I fucking throw a lab-grown rubber penis. At Jim. Is it Jeff or Jim?
It's Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. Bezos.
Bezos.
Bezosesis.
Bezos.
Jeffus Bezosesis.
Jeffus Bezosesis.
Jeff will be Bezos himself with dick in his mouth. I will have thrown at him.
Oh, that's very good. He deserves that though. Fuck.
Hold on. Just a quick question. You know, we were talking. Just a quick point. You know, we were talking about Tots TV before.
Yeah.
I've had that picture of that I was talking about open the entire time. And I've just realised that the website it's on is called Jedi's Paradise.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's a hot... It's, oh, it's an...
Oh, goodness.
It's... There's got merchandise!
I'm sorry, what?
It's like, oh, they've got a Count Duckula shit. They've got
What's
blue
it called?
Pizza. It's lit. I will send it to you right now.
Are they stealing our content? Jedi's Paradise. This is fucking.
What the fuck?
Are we being punked?
I don't know.
This is ridiculous. Dude, this is a whole new goldmine of content.
I'm going on the forum.
Holy shit! There's so much content on here. This is a whole new list. Jay, you've done it.
Oh, Jay, you never prepare anything. Well, I prepared shit now.
You got
and
lucky,
I made a great
bastard.
Bit about throwing a rubber dick in Jeff Bezos' mouth.
Let's do one off here. I'm excited.
Simon in the Land of Chalk Drawings.
Literally never heard of that in my entire life. Oh, he's so cute, though.
We can add him... to our fucking pantheon of DC's Titans characters, because he can fucking make things come to life. He's just fucking what? Who's that? What? Hold on. Who's the one who can make things?
The one who can make things. I don't know, Jay, a carpenter. I don't fucking know.
Oh no, I'm thinking of one. No.
Sorry, I found the best one, Jay. Here's the one we're doing. This one is called Chuck Norris Karate Commandos. So. God. It's an 80s animated show which only lasted for 5 episodes where Chuck Norris and his karate commandos try and stop an evil organization. Oh, goodness me. Oh, fucking hell. They're like ethnically diverse. It's like Captain Planet, but Chuck Norris also kicks an ass or 5. This is amazing.
There's a character called Too Much.
Too Much. Yeah, love him. Oh god, how can we ruin Chuck Norris Karate Commandos, Jay?
We replace it so that it's like, oh, okay. We'll start from
how
the.
How about we just update it and give it Chuck Norris's current political views?
Oh, is he a not good?
He's a not good boy now. Oh. Yep.
Ew. I don't want to look that up in case it's bad.
He also massively supports MLMs, which ruin lives.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I was gonna. I guess like my idea was kind of similar, but I was gonna start from the bottom. Like, what animation studio do we want to do this? Because
okay, this is important.
I kind of like. I don't know. I don't know if it's funny. You can cut this. But the juxtaposition of having Steven Universe's animation team, who are like very progressive, which is Chuck Norris's modern political views, seems quite funny to me.
I don't know how I feel about that. As like a diehard Steven Universe fan, I don't know how I feel about
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay. Well, how about instead of I don't know if we get Chuck Norris. I do like the idea of having modern Steven Seagal because that is a meme.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know who's like a really. We could get Conor McGregor to do it.
Who's he?
The kickboxing dude. The MMA fighter.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, we get him to do it. And the animation team should either be Steven Universe, maybe Adventure Time, or like regular show. No, we already did regular show. Although, that means that we do have their fucking animation team on call.
We do just have them on speed dial. I could call them now. Yeah.
They're number one on our speed dial for some reason.
In fact, let's just quickly just go to Twitter.
JG Quintel.
Is that you? JD Quintel.
I love JG Quintel. He's awesome. I'd say that, but I swear to God, half the time when I say, oh man, I love this person, then they're like, oh no, they're terrible.
I do ruin the people you like a lot.
And I'm always like, fucking god damn it.
He has not been that active on Twitter in a very long time. Let's see if we can change that. Tweet 2. Right, here we go. Hello. Sir. Help us animate Colin McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, Colin McGregor's someone else. I got confused with Colin McRae. The fucking rally driver who has been dead for 10 years.
Have you heard, is it him who like he admitted that his entire rally career he had no idea what his co-driver was talking about?
I think so, yeah.
I've got to slide that.
Please DM us if you are interested, and tweet. We are going to be getting blocked by everyone in Hollywood at some stage. So, do you want to do another one?
Let's do it, you fucking boy.
Are we doing one from Jedi's Paradise, or are we doing one of our own?
I mean, there are new fucking parent network, basically.
Basically, yeah. Like this, like fucking.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You pick the last one. I'm gonna give you 3 suggestions that I like the sound of, okay. And then you pick one.
Okay.
Because then I basically pick one. Okay. So okay,
hurt me.
Okay, I like the idea of Wurzel Gummidge.
Wurzel Gummidge. That was John Pertwee as like a big scarecrow boy, as I recall.
I know John Pertwee. What do I know John Pertwee from?
He was the third Doctor.
That was it. Okay. Wurzel Gummidge. That'll be one.
Vote now on your keypad, listeners, for your choice to select the episode.
Feel free to just cut this down, because I do want to take this very seriously.
I will cut the silence, yeah. For Wurzel Gummidge, please press 1.
Hong Kong Fooey. Oh, I know that one.
For Hong Kong Fooey, press 2. I think I know Hong Kong Fooey.
Yeah, it's Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
And that's it's the Kung Fu dog, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Kung Fu dog.
You could probably do that.
We could probably do something fucking weird with
it. Okay,
so
we got, what was it? Wurzel Gummidge, Hong Kong Fooey, and... I mean, Battle of the Planets just sounds fucking metal.
Well, I kind of want to do Hong Kong Fooey, though.
Yeah, that's fine. We can do Battle... Oh, my God, what? Hold on, here we go. G-Force, Princess Tiny, Keop, Mark, Jason, and watching over them from Center Neptune, their computerized coordinator, 7 Zark 7, watching warning against surprise attacks by alien galaxies beyond space, fearless young orphans, seems like a weird thing to put in there, protecting Earth's entire galaxy, always 5, acting as 1, dedicated, inseparable, invincible.
Okay.
Just sounds cool, man. Oh, dude, Mark's voiced by Casey Kasem.
Jay, no, stop. Stop. Stop now.
I was the only one that was interested. I just like Casey Kasem. He's dead, though.
Oh, that sucks.
It does. He was Shaggy.
Oh, that actually does suck.
Oh, yeah, Hong Kong Fooey, number one super guy.
Yeah, Hong Kong Fooey, man. It's Hong Kong Fooey. He's a dog, he fights crime, and he punches. So how can we ruin Hong Kong Fooey? So basically, the idea of this was the show was he stopped small time crooks with his kung fu. And that was it. That was the whole thing. He's a number one super guy. He's quicker than the human eye.
He's voiced by Scatman Crothers.
Yes, he is.
I feel like I know that name.
You probably do.
Sure. I feel like... I kind of want to add him to just our lineup. He could be like the leader of the new Teen Titans.
What? Okay, I like this idea that we've kind of amalgamated Pippi Longstocking, Heidi...
Simon with the magic fucking
Simon
bullshit.
And the magic chalk and Hong Kong Fooey into one sort of like big amalgam, and also the Tot Sadoff doing their fucking Vietnam documentary.
Yeah,
because they're, why not?
You know, like in you know, the original Suicide Squad was like World War II veterans. That's we'll have every now and then we'll have like a Batman Brave and the Bold-esque thing. Or like the Justice League, where every now and then we'll have like an anthology episode where it doesn't really like fit into like an overall theme.
See, what I kind of want is just midway through the commercial break, we just have a fucking bit where the Tots give you a Vietnam fact and then stare into the middle distance.
Something depressing as well. Like, did you know that 450 gallons of napalm were dropped in one day in Vietnam?
Anyway, back to Hong Kong Fooey.
fighting eco-terrorists. Alongside... Pippi Longstocking.
A very terrifying small child.
And then they just start crying softly and whispering about Timmy's legs and how it doesn't matter that they found them because Timmy died before they left anyway.
Timmy died in 84, man.
Timmy died when he lost both of his legs.
We lost Timmy's legs and Timmy, fuck.
They're like, how did Timmy die? He lost both of his legs. Oh, that's not too bad. And then also the rest of him.
I kind of want to nail down what we're going to call this superhero team, though. What do we call them? They need a name. They need something fun and brandable.
I don't know, but it's something... I had a weird pain in my ass. I felt like something had been jammed up there. Did not like that.
The ass jammers.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from. That really hurt. Shit.
The butt.
Sorry.
The butt slaps.
Yeah, well, it came from the butt, obviously.
It came from the butt. That's the name of... It came from the crypt. This came from the butt.
Yeah.
Welcome to another tale from the butt. This week, the fucking dipshit Kung Fu Hour with Hong Kong Fooey and pals. Yeah, so it came from the butt, a new anthology series coming very soon to a TV show near you. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
Our train wreck of a theme episode.
It's called Think of the Children. It's a show we ruin your childhood. Thank you so much for listening. And I thought this episode was very good, if you ask me personally.
I love it. It's fine. So I like when we do like just random bullshit.
It's so good. And so, yeah, thank you so much for listening. You've come to the end of our program. But before you go, let's just quickly do a few bits of housekeeping. If you like our show, you can support us in a number of ways. You can go over to twitter.com and follow us on there. It's at TOTCcast, all one word. Then you can tweet about the show using hashtag TOTCcast if you so desire. We're also on Facebook. You can find us over there, TOTCcast. That'll get you there. You can send us an email to totcast@gmail.com. We also have a Discord server that we're trying to be more active in. There's a pinned tweet. And you also find it in the show notes as well. If you want to join us, you can do that. Me and Jay are on there. We talk about stuff all the time. And it's going to be a fun community, we hope. If you don't want to support us with your heart and your minds and your words, you can do so instead with your money. You can go to patreon.com/TOTCcast and give us some dollars over there on Patreon every month. We're not trying to get a lot, just a couple of bucks to cover our hosting fees. We actually have a Patreon now. We'll be rolling out their reward. Yeah, we'll roll out their rewards in the next billing cycle. And that's Patreon. You can go give us some money if you like our show. I like our show, and I'd give us money if I could, but it doesn't really work that way. Because you can't really fund yourself, because then you start printing money, and then that's how we get an economic crisis.
Well, I mean, you can fund yourself with other funds. It's just fraud.
That is true. And what? And just really quick, what made you think that this organization wasn't a massive money laundering scheme?
I mean, we already established that I do run a cartel on
exactly.
The side.
So
this company is like this office and the dragon hiring was not done on the books.
It was not. It was all very off book. We do not keep that thing.
Like we built this. You know how like that story about how the Great Wall is built on all the like corpses of the people who built it?
Yeah.
I lined the walls with. That's what our thermal insulation is. That's why it smells bad on a hot day.
We built this.
But
city
it's okay because we're in the Alps.
Not on rock and roll, but on corpse.
Yeah.
In terms of plugs, we're gonna plug some stuff.
We built this office. On the corpses of innocence. Carry on.
In terms of plugs, we're going to plug some stuff now. You can listen to our new... it's not new, but we have a D&D actual play podcast called Not Saving the Realm. It will be updating soon-ish, we think.
Don't ask me. I don't edit it.
Don't ask me. I edit it, but don't ask me. It's ready when it's ready. It's ready when I'm happy with it, which will, at this rate, be never.
All right, 3D Realms, calm down.
Jay, is there anything you want to plug?
I would like to plug something, and I'm saying this, and I want people to hold it, if anybody actually does read it, or listen to our podcast, I would like everybody to remind me that I am trying to get a chapter of my fantasy thing called Tales from the Wanderer's Realm, which I'm desperate to get back into. I'm going to try and have, at the very least, a slightly short chapter out. Ooh. By the end of this month.
Very exciting.
I look forward to that. It will explain some shady backstories of some people who will be introduced also.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. I'm at the Owen Piper. I post stuff on there about crippling depression, Final Fantasy 14, and video games. So if you like that sort of content, go follow me on Twitter.
I am at J_Little, and I post about whatever.
That's not your Twitter.
I'm currently annoyed about, isn't it?
No.
J_Little1.
There it is.
Oh, did I miss out the one?
You fool.
Shit. Well, yeah, sometimes I post on there usually about whatever annoyed me the most recently, occasionally wholesome shit.
There is occasionally some wholesome shit on your Twitter, and I do appreciate
biting it. Biting commentary of literally everything around me.
I think that's about to do it for today's episode. So thank you all so very much for listening. Jay.
Yeah.
It's that time of the day again.
Where I have to give my advice.
Do you have any parting advice you would like to give?
I might our listeners? Do.
What would you like to tell our listeners, Jay?
Give me a second.
He needs to think about it. He needs to ruminate. J.exe is loading.
J.exe is currently loading. I've got an idea. This actually might be funny. Remember, a really good way to exit a relationship is to get a really good anniversary present and then have a panic attack and think, I can't peak here, and then leave. Give the really good anniversary present, peak at that point, and then leave, because both of you know in that moment it's never going to get better than that.
Much like how this podcast peaked in the first 5 minutes. Yep. Thank you all so much for listening.
This is a perfect example, is that we peaked at that first 5 minutes, and then we both knew it's never going to get better. We just ignored it, and after this podcast ends, we're going to kill each other. And that's the same with a relationship. Podcasts are a lot like relationships. Most of them aren't funny, and they're kind of awkward. Some last for ages, some don't last very long. There's usually some screaming, and someone has an erection.
That someone is Jay, most days. Thank you all so much for listening to our program. My name has been Owen Piper.
My name technically is Jay Little.
And you've been listening to Think of the Children, and we got it in one. Thank you all so much for listening. The